Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by the host of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, Glenn Davis. Glenn, thanks for taking a few minutes hanging out with the Killer Bees. Talk us through the hiring, reportedly, of Mauricio Pochettino as the new gaffer for the U.S. men's national team. Does this move your needle, Glenn?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I'm going to move my record needle after hearing Brian McDonald with that break music, the Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers. Can't you hear me knocking? So I can't do the interview, Will. Can I come back tomorrow?
No, we only have time for you today.
Shocking you
right,
and the Stones,
so let's get into
love?
This.
Come on.
let's get into this. So Mauricio Pochettino, I think, is a great signing, and I think we spoke before, us three, you, me, and Joel, about how they had to have a bigger personality in here. So here comes a guy that's coached Tottenham in the Premier League, PSG. He's taken Tottenham to a Champions League final. But this is a coach now that I think that is going to come in. And the pros behind him is that everybody's going to have to reestablish themselves. We get a little bit away from the kumbaya and the comfort that Berhalter had with all the players. No matter who you are, you're going to have to reprove yourself now to a new manager. And it's a guy that these guys can look at and say, yeah, he's kind of been there, done that, both as a player and a coach. So this is a step up. We've never really hired an international coach of this stature outside of Jurgen Klinsmann. So for me, and I think you said it right, reportedly, because there's no final agreement in place yet. The board of directors of UF Soccer have to sign off on it. Plus, he's got money owed to him by Chelsea that they have to get worked out before he can sign a contract. But I would be very excited about this for a lot of reasons beyond the ones I just said.
Glenn, let me ask you just about the fact that we know the World Cup's on the horizon, the timing of all of this, and how challenging it might be when he wants to come in, from the roster to, you know, the style he wants to play, and how that all comes into play with him being hired or allegedly hired in the near future.
Yeah, so a lot of this is situational. You know, I heard a lot of people and a lot of my contemporaries and colleagues saying, oh, who's going to want the U.S. job? I heard fans saying that, and I'm like, who isn't going to want it? You automatically get a ticket into coaching in the World Cup. You don't have to qualify a team. So you're coming in kind of to be a hired gun here, take this team as far as you can go. He's going to be European-based once he signs this thing. So he's going to be going around Europe, which is not that hard to do because everything's close together, watching and assessing players, figuring out what types of tweaks he'll make. And he'll make tweaks to this system. I think there'll be a little bit more freedom in the U.S. national team in the future, which I think we need. But it's an incredible opportunity, I think. And I'm sure there would have been others who would have taken it. I mean, to coach a World Cup, the host nation, in a country in 2026, where you could maybe take the game to another level, platform it, and take a U.S. national team farther than anybody ever has.
Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, joining us on the HR&P guest line. Couple things there. Hired gun makes it seem like it's short term. How long do you think a tenure would be? And, of course, a lot of that's based on success. And then you mentioned based in Europe. Do you think there might be a little bit of a separation away from MLS?
Well, first of all, you got to see how many MLS guys are going to make the roster. The team has been pretty much European-based right now, so he would be over there monitoring the players. I think that's the biggest point, though, Jeremy and Joel, is that coaching club soccer and a club team on a daily basis with training sessions, very different coaching a national team, and he does not have experience doing that. So this is, you don't have a lot of time with players. And as a coach, you know, it's a lot of assessment. It's talking to people. It's talking to the club coaches where these guys play, and then trying to piece it all together in short amount of times in tournaments and friendly matches heading into the World Cup. So it's a different thing. So that would be one of the cons, is how is he going to adapt to that? And he's going to have to adapt to the national team, and he's also going to have to understand, you know, this group of players, whether they're American or, you know, dual citizens, whatever. He's going to have to be able to understand them as well. And he's not the kind of guy who's going to come in and, you know, make it all about him. I think he's a pretty smart guy, highly professional. I've always liked him, both as a player and as a coach, and the way he's handled himself.
Well, Glenn, that's kind of where I was going too. You and I have had conversations too about when you have to fight management, when you have to fight and be able to stand up and maybe push back when you know that the way the team has been run has been not maybe what a lot of true soccer traditionalists would like and desire for this team, how they would be run. Is he the kind of guy that's going to put his foot down, push back, and basically say, now that I got the job, this is what I have to have?
Yeah, I don't think he's signing a contract without a number of those things in place. And his ideas are going to be first and foremost. He's not going to have people meddling in his work. And like I said, I think the team got a little bit robotic under Greg Berhalter, very, very highly data-driven. I think it'll still have a lot of data involved. You have to be. But I also think that he's going to bring and allow players a little bit more freedom and creativity. I mean, he's Argentine, right? So you know that's going to happen. And I think, you know, that's something that will excite people. This will have to be, and he will demand high work, high pressing, 90-minute effort, but he will also allow for creativity. And he comes from a club in Argentina called Newell's Old Boys, which has a legendary coach, Marcelo Bielsa. And Bielsa has influenced a lot of Argentine coaches in this real high pressing, high energy, but also freedom within that type of system soccer.
Okay, it sounds like we should be excited about this. Glenn, I let you decide how I feel when it comes to soccer matters. So you're telling me to be excited. I'm going to be excited. And to answer your question, we have not seen too much soccer. I know you had this on your show the other day. Have we seen too much soccer? No, we have not seen too much soccer, Glenn.
Well, I find it hard to believe that I say that, but you know, I do think it's a little saturated. I mean, with the Euros, with the Copa America, with the Olympics, with Leagues Cup, I mean, it's a lot of soccer. I will tell you, the crowd for the that Lone Star Sports and Entertainment put on the game with Tigres, where Messi was supposed to be there, that was an amazing crowd. That was all Tigres fans from Mexico, from Monterrey, that a lot of them reside here. That team is so popular in Houston. That may be the most popular soccer team in Houston. That was an amazing night because their fan base behind the goal orchestrated this whole thing where they'd say something and then the entire stadium would respond, and it was just a very good up-and-down game between them and Inter Miami. It had a real authentic feel to me. I absolutely loved it.
All right, Glenn, we appreciate you hanging out, giving us some intel on the new reported manager for the U.S. men's national team, and we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me, Jeremy, Joel.
Thanks, Glenn.
Anytime. Glenn Davis, host of Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, giving us the intel of Mauricio Pochettino.